Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. During the company's presentation, all participants in the teleconference will be in a listen-only mode. Next, we will conduct a question and answer session when further instructions will be given. If you should require assistance during the call, please press the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded. Thank you very much for participating in Home's conference call to discuss the 2015's fourth quarter earnings results. This event is simultaneously being webcast through the internet and is also available on the website www.home.com in the investor relations section. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that this event, its call, is held exclusively for financial analysts and investors, and that the forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today, we have Mr. Luis Cassiano, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Fabio Tayar, Financial and Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Mr. Luis Cassiano will comment on the company's 2015's fourth quarter earnings results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question and answer session. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Luis Cassiano.
Thank you, Pamela. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for participating in the fourth quarter earnings release and conference call of Industrias Home. Today, we are releasing the last quarter earnings of our fiscal year, therefore concluding the year-end of 2015. We are now going to detail the impact of the domestic economic conditions at Home's operations and comment on our choices for the future. Despite a challenging domestic scenario, I must emphasize that we are closing 2015 with a positive result, a solid balance sheet, inventories at appropriated levels, controlled bad debts, and with a proper and lean structure. We measured to have a significant positive cash flow generation this year, which enable us to reduce our net debt by just over 30 million reais. Many of our new choices have been implemented, and they have contributed to this result. Today, we have a stronger position in the machinery market in Brazil. We were also able to increase the number of international customers, creating more references and strengthening our brand internationally, which by adding Burkhard & Weber sales, result in a 41% exposure of international markets on our total net operating revenue. We are well-placed and more consolidated in the heavy foundry market, mainly in the wind power sector, with significant growth in 2015 due to an outstanding performance of our team. Finally, we find the best ways and choices to keep the company generating positive cash flows even on a challenging environment. We are fully aware that 2016 will be even more challenging to Home, possibly another year of a very depressed domestic demand. This team is confident, knows how to build and capture future opportunities, and has implemented with focus and commitment our medium and long-term strategy. I would like now to transfer the call to Mr. Tayar, who will detail our fourth quarter's earnings.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for attending this conference call. Start the chart number three. Here's the highlights for the fourth quarter, the year of 2015. I'd like to start with the cash generation, that in the fourth quarter in 2015, we had a strong cash generation, showing that the several choices taken, like a more flexible manufacturing approach, in order to react faster to the market fluctuations and keep the working capital in adequate levels, had a positive impact in the cash. Also, the positive performance in the casting business and the sale of non-strategic properties also had a positive impact in the cash as well. As a consequence, net debt reduced by 30.5 million reais in 2015, amounting to 72.1 million reais as of December 2015. Net revenues increased by 12.5% in the fourth quarter 2015, mainly due to the BW revenues, which had about 57% of its annual revenues recognized in this quarter. EBITDA was positive in 39.9 million in the fourth quarter 2015, representing 18.8% of EBITDA margin. Again, mainly due to the BW results and the sale of non-strategic properties in the fourth quarter. Such properties positively impact the EBITDA and the net profit of the fourth quarter 2015 in 21.9 and 21 million reais respectively. Casting business revenues in the fourth quarter 2015 grew about 55% compared to 2014 due to the wind power components. The volume ramp-up was efficiently done and positively affect the cash and operating margins, as we can see when compared to the fourth quarter 2014, where gross margin grew 20.8 points and EBITDA margin 18.7 points. Order entry in the fourth quarter dropped 49.5% compared to fourth quarter 2014 due to the reduction in the new orders of the Brazilian market in the machinery business and also BW orders coming from the Chinese market, which decelerated in 2015. And the lower order entry impacted in the order backlog of the year end of 2015, which reduced 26.3% compared to the backlog of the end of the third quarter. The chart number four, the gross fixed capital formation index that showed a slowdown investment since 2011 continues to show a negative scenario impacted by the uncertain political and economic environment. The slide number five, this index just corroborates what we just mentioned in the previous chart, where capacity utilization shows a slowdown of the industrial production in Brazil, which decreased by over 8% in 2015. Also, the confidence index in January 2016 reached one of its lowest levels of the last 15 years, showing the lack of perspective of industrial entrepreneurs, which also reflects in the investment levels. The chart number six, in both machinery businesses, machine tools and plastic machines, we do not feel a specific industrial segment that could trend a recovery shortly, reflecting the lack of perspective of the Brazilian industry. In the casting business, wind power sector accounted for 57% of the 2015 revenues, showing a good perspective also for 2016. On the other hand, truck and agriculture sectors are in a low level, reflecting the significant drop in production in 2015 of these segments. The chart number seven. Casting business revenues grew about 39% in 2015 and accounted for 23% of the consolidated revenues in 2015. On the other hand, the lower demand for machines in the domestic market reduced the machinery business participation in the total revenues. The chart number eight, foreign market participation increased from 31 to 41% in 2015 compared to 2014. Europe continues to be the main market abroad, followed by Latin America, USA, and Asia. These last represented mainly by BW sales. 2015 was important to consolidate even more our brand and get a higher market penetration. More customers were served and more deals were attended, which shows that our choice of growing gradually in the external market might bring even better opportunities in the mid and long terms. The chart number 9, order entry in the fourth quarter 2015 decreased by 49.5% compared to the same period in 2014 due to the lower orders for machines in the domestic market and also due to BW, this last reflecting the slowdown of the Chinese economy. Decrease in the casting orders entry in the fourth quarter 2015 is because wind power orders are usually placed for longer periods and might result in unusual fluctuations. However, such segment shows a good perspective for the following years. The annual order entry decreased by 29.6% 2015, also due to the lower demand for the machinery businesses. Order backlog reduced by 26.3% by the year end compared to the previous quarter, mainly due to the lower orders in the machinery business. In the chart number 10, the cost structure remained pretty similar in 2015 compared to 2014, even though production in 2015 dropped by about 40%. It was possible due to the several measures taken focused on operational efficiency in order to make our cost structure as flexible as possible in order to respond efficiently to the volatile demand. The chart number 11. In terms of profitability, fourth quarter 2015 presented a better gross margin compared to the previous quarters, mainly due to the BW performance in this last quarter of 2015. The 2015 gross margin reduced 3 points compared to 2014 due to the decrease in the volume of machines for the domestic market, which decreased by 50% in 2015. EBIT in the fourth quarter 15 reached 31.6 million reais, much higher than the previous quarters, mainly due to the BW results and the sale of non-strategic properties. Slide number 12. EBITDA was positive in the fourth quarter 2015, the amount of 39.9 million, representing 18.8% EBITDA margin, also due to the BW results and the sale of non-strategic properties. Even in an adverse business environment, especially for investments, Rumi's net profit in 2015 was positive in 7.3 million reais. The chart number 13. Gross and EBITDA margins in the machine tools segment reduced in 2015, mainly to the drop of about 50% in the revenues. Gross and EBITDA margins in the plastic machine segment reduced in 2015 due to the lower revenues and also due to the higher participation of second-hand machines in 2015 revenues, which have lower margins when compared to the brand new machines. On the other hand, casting business grew its revenues by 39% in 2015 and presented an important positive development on its gross and EBITDA margins. 2015 EBITDA margin of this business unit was 5.5%, which has been helpful for the cash generation. The chart number 14, net debt reduced 44.8 million in the fourth quarter and 30.5 million in 2015. And net debt amounted to 72 million by the year end of 2015. The total net debt of about 217 million is well balanced, and cash by the year end was approximately 3 times the short-term debt, showing that Rumi improved its financial position during 2015 by generating more than 30 million cash. The chart number 15. As already mentioned in our previous calls, BW had a strong revenue concentration in the fourth quarter 2015, where 57% of its annual revenues were recognized. This allowed BW to reach positive results not only in the fourth quarter, but also for 2015, where EBITDA reached 3 million euros, which EBITDA margin was 7.5%. BW has felt the slowdown of the Chinese economy, once about 25% of its sales used to come from that country. Several alternatives are being tracked in order to get new orders for 2016. The chart number 16, the negative performance of Rumi's shares can be explained especially by the high level of uncertainties in the political and economic environment that Brazil is facing, which reflects negatively in the confidence of the industry and reduce the level of investments. Now we finish our presentation. I'd like to thank you for the participation and now open the Q&A session. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star two. I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press star one. This concludes today's question and answer session. The Investor Relations Department is available to answer any further questions you may have. Mr. Luis Cassiano, at this time, you may proceed with your closing statements.
Thank you, everyone, and I'm looking forward to see you again on the first quarter results of 2016.
That concludes Rumi's quarter earnings results conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation. You may disconnect now.